Hello there, friends and neighbors, fellow slaves in Slavelandia. This week, Kershaw County Council is debating about baseball parks and $10 and $15 million plans for mega baseball parks to bring in economic development. And so I've been kind of reading up, and I found a great quote. It's kind of controversial who really said it. It might have been Alexander Teitler in the mid-1700s. He was a historian back then. But it's been quoted for many different people. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the majority discovers it can vote itself largesse out of the public treasury. After that, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits, with the result the democracy collapses because of the loose fiscal policy ensuing, always to be followed by a dictatorship and then a monarchy. Where are we at on that timeline? We all want government largesse. We fight over government largesse. When the people lose sight of freedom and become increasingly comfortable with the authoritarians and the experts controlling every aspect of society, government becomes a god to which all of us pray for pleasure and security. I want baseball parks. I want swamp parks, places to walk around. I want kayaking. I want all this kind of stuff instead of the protection of freedom and liberty. What are we teaching our children? Are we teaching them that government provides everything to everyone? Are we teaching them to beg at the altar of the god of state? Are parents using their kids as political tools to sway public opinion? Where are the cornholers and the hula hoopers and the other special interest groups? Why aren't we building axe throwing places and cornhole tournament places and volleyball and badminton? Why baseball? But in the end, is this government's function? Are we beginning to see that democracy has died and the public has found that they can vote itself largesse? Look at the Camden Revolutionary War part and how they promised it that all the tourists were going to come. Where are the flood of tourists? But they were able to get their representatives to vote for the largesse. Money borrowed and borrowed and borrowed from future generations. And now they're letting government control everything. Is this what freedom and liberty is all about? Is this what the proper role and function of government is? It's time we stand for the principles of liberty. Government has no business in any of this. Anyway, something else to think about. Till next time, boys and girls, peace.